Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who is just so grateful to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me. And it's a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's much needed and good edifying food for the soul. And very encouraging preaching, Brother Rice, with the love and joy you always have to the Lord. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. And may the Lord bless and strengthen you and all the saints everywhere. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come is my prayer and our only hope. Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, saints. Good morning. This is the day. Y'all know today is D-Day. D-Day. Military term means it's the time you get started. All right, time of initiation. So we say, on such and such a time, we're going to do this. Well, whatever time we set is called D-Day. So we can say that, and we don't tell the enemy when. Because we know when D-Day is, but they don't know when D-Day is. Y'all know when D-Day is? Glory, glory. Hallelujah. It's the day to get excited about Jesus. Huh? Glory, glory. Hallelujah. All right. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. It is the day that you made. And not only that, it is you that have made us and not we ourselves. And you made us for your pleasure. You set your love upon us. You put your spirit within us, O God. So we endeavor to agree with you and glorify you in our bodies and our spirits, which are yours. Help me. Speak as the oracles of God to minister as you give the ability to humble myself under your mighty hand. Oh, let the word go forth with power and conviction to reach all the ears that are ordained to hear it. For your praise and glory, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We have come into this place, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship. We come into this house, gathered in his name to worship Christ, our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship Christ, our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we lift up holy hands, magnify his name, and worship him. So we lift up holy hands, magnify his name, and worship him. So we lift up holy hands, magnify his name, and worship Christ our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you, Father. Help me, Jesus. That is our privilege and our honor. Our privilege and our honor is to worship God. Hallelujah. However, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. And because he's God, he's worthy. Now, Satan's not worthy of worship, but he's got some. Hallelujah. And there's other things that get worship, you know, sons and daughters and houses and lands. They're not deserving, though. And they won't be able to save you in the day of God's wrath. Hallelujah. We worship the one who is able to save. Glory, glory, mighty to save. Who is willing to save. You know, him being able doesn't mean much if he's not willing. But it's his will to save us. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm glad about it. So we had our meeting with Mr. Worth yesterday. I think he's probably in his 40s. Yeah, he 40-ish. Young man. We can say young man. When we were older, we said, man, they're old. But the older we got, the more we said, well, they're not so old. Praise the Lord, saints. Well, I was young, but now I'm old. But I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah. Well, you know, he had reviewed all the things. He's spoken with me and Sister Rose and Edward. But he had basically come to the conclusion that we've come to, that really there's nothing substantial here. He said, man, I keep looking for something because really there's nothing here. There's got to be more. That's exactly how he said it. And of course, yeah, he kept looking around. What Pastor Rice been doing? Y'all tell me. He didn't say it like that, but in his probing. All right. Hallelujah. Well, I've been serving the Lord. Yeah, with a pure heart, fervently. Hallelujah. He asked the board members, he said, now, was Pastor Rice seeking this position? Because I told him I hadn't. So he didn't take me at my word. He asked, I didn't say a word. In fact, I tried not to say very much yesterday. Praise him, because I'd already told him. And what he was doing is seeing if I was making it up. He said, did Pastor Rice seek this position? Now, all the members there said, no, I received that. That's not what everybody said. But that's what I say. I love the truth. Huh? And even that's God's grace. You know, naturally, I don't love the truth. I love to get my own way. Huh? Do my own thing. But I'm telling you about this work of grace in my heart. Yeah, I believe it's in your heart, too. Yeah, we love the truth, and we want to do the truth. Huh? Sometimes we don't quite win the battle because there's something else that don't want us to do the truth. Huh? That's the fight we're in. I know because I'm in it. But what I found out in God's faithfulness, the rewards are so much greater in doing the truth. No matter how stupid it seems, the rewards are always greater. And I found out in not doing the truth, you won't lack the reward. Huh? Well, we haven't all found out to the same degree. But we will. Thank you, Lord. We will. Hallelujah. Yeah, that along the last few years, it's been an uphill battle, huh? Perilous times and tumultuous times. And yeah, we've come through. The Lord has brought us through much. And the Lord has done it. Absolutely. We give God the glory. So, you know, those that testify, whatever our testimony, whatever our judgment, we're judging ourselves. Amen. So the ones that say, no, Pastor Rice didn't seek this position, they're judging themselves. Well, nothing wrong with it. you want to be judged righteously, don't you? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But knowing God and the ways of God, we should just know that God always has his way. No matter devil or the flesh, hail, storms, trials, affliction, one thing God always does, he have his way. Yes, in the whirlwind and in the storm. The clouds are the dust of his feet. Hallelujah. So whatever wicked devices men are working, whatever the devil is working, God is still having his way. Huh? Praise the Lord. We gonna hold on to it? Well, well, well.
Yes.
God's going to try us.
Oh, yeah. My Lord, my Lord.
Yeah, he doesn't withhold from us.
Amen. No, he doesn't.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He giveth us richly
Amen.
All things to enjoy.
Yes,
so let us trust in the living
yes,
God,
Lord.
Not in uncertain riches.
Amen.
Huh? That so rapidly decay.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Build your hope on things eternal.
Amen.
They will never pass away.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, he talked good language. He said, yeah, I understand that this is your faith. This is the way y'all live.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, you turn in your car keys, Pastor Rice?
Hallelujah.
I said, yeah. He did ask me, you know. He said, what about y'all? Y'all got cars? He said, no. He said, well, y'all live the life that you preach, huh?
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Ain't nobody here got their car but Jackie. nobody else has a car.
Hallelujah.
That how I said it?
Yes.
Right in front of our eyes.
Amen.
Now, some say I'm not talking right because I do this.
Right.
Huh? I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
Yeah. I did turn. I turned in my car keys way back when, in the 90s. Absolutely, praise the Lord. But I still have cars, you know.
Hallelujah.
Huh? God never failed me.
Amen.
I get more than I need. Absolutely. Yeah, I turned in one car. Look how many cars I have. Hallelujah. Huh? We got this fine Ford Taurus. Praise the Lord. Huh? I couldn't afford nothing like that. How about got that fine Ford truck over there that Diane brought? All these fine vehicles. I couldn't afford stuff like that, but that's how it is when you give to God. Now, you understand this is a principle. And though we see it in front of our eyes, we still, it's difficult for us to grasp hold to it. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. You give up your little paltry stuff, God give you manifold more. Yeah, so give him your old filthy garment and put on the robe of pure white. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But in unbelief, we hold back. Prime example, Acts chapter 5. Ananias and Sapphira. Well, perfect example here. Oh, yeah. Of course, the lawyer asked about the slander. Well, we reprove and rebuke, and we call names, too. But he asked, when he talked to me and Rose down there, he said, do you preach and they go out over the broadcast? I said, yeah. He said, you call names? I said, yeah. Is you call their names? Yes, sir, I do. I didn't tell him any lie.
Amen.
I said, he's not the only name we call. Huh?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, we call on Jesus and those that belong to him. Hallelujah. We call Angela's name. Yeah, we call Kurt's name. Yeah, well, we're open and naked before God. Hallelujah. So we said that, you know, he's looking for slander, you know. Well, and that's how some of us take the preaching. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
If we don't say amen, we're saying that's slander. That's not exactly right. Come on. So Jackie isn't the only one, you know. Hallelujah. Yeah, I mean, but before I did it, Brother Stair did it. He rebuked him sharply many a times.
Thank you, Jesus.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
I was listening to the call. Jackie made a call, and it's recorded, played this morning. And Brother Sarah reproved everything that he said. That's what the truth is for. Reproof. And yeah, instruct correction. He reproved everything he said.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But yeah, if,
thank you, Lord.
I guess we won't have time to do all the lawsuits if every time we preach, y'all going to charge me with slander. Huh? Charge you, but I'm not really going to press it, Pastor. That's how some of y'all do. You charge me, but you don't really press it.
Mercy, Lord.
If you don't say amen, you're charging me with slander. Absolutely. Absolutely. All you have to do is say amen. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, we make God a liar. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, I speak by the spirit of truth. And that's by the grace of God. And that's because you are the people of God. Yeah, otherwise I'd be down at the abortion clinic or somewhere else. Hallelujah. But I've come to the sinners. Huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. But, yeah, he asked all the questions. I mean, he got satisfied. Because when he said it in his own words, we knew that he understood. He said, yeah, this guy, he thinks he just hears directly from God. Nobody else knows what's going on. Yeah, that's him. That's exactly right. Huh? Yeah, some are like that, aren't they?
Yes.
He said, y'all believe people? I said, yeah, I certainly do.
Yep.
But when people hear from God, it's not contrary to sound doctrine.
Amen.
You can always discern it that way. All this garbage that goes on, it's so easily to see that it does not agree with sound. Really?
Amen.
I don't care.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
amen.
It's too easy to see.
Yes. Amen.
But they've drawn away disciples and, you know, they see, I don't know, somebody in here may be undecided. I don't know. Hallelujah. If you don't love the truth, you'll be undecided. And you'll be deceived. Yeah, our defense against being deceived is loving the truth. Not just knowing, loving the truth. Because they receive not a love of the truth. Yeah, that's our defense. And the truth is definitely about you. Hallelujah. We're wretched and undone, and we need a great Savior. And he's going to save us not because of us, in spite of us. He's going to save because he's God, because he said so, because he wants to do it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, by the will of God. Thank you, Lord. Are we going to give God the glory? Naturally, men don't. And the lawyer understood that, too. He said, oh, this man thinks that God does everything because of him. Huh? I said, yeah, that's, you got it right. But when he hit the nail on the head, we said, yeah, that's right. But we knew he understood because he said it in his own words. We didn't put the words in his mouth. That's not what I said about Jackie. I just told him the situation. Yeah, he came up with that. He said, yeah, when this man talks, he, all the stuff I read, he said this stuff, and he act like we ought to know it. Huh? Really? If he say the truth, we ought to know it. But if it's a bunch of gobbledygook, we don't know it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, well, he's got to figure out strategy. And that's based upon the law and the better chances. All right? So he's going to get with their counsel. Maybe see what they're really shooting for. And then work from there. All right?
Amen.
He recommend we don't say anything to them.
Amen.
Of course, we haven't been, have we? I know I haven't. We hardly see them. So praise the Lord. But yeah, he said, yeah, y'all live a life of faith and
amen.
Y'all come here to live that way and look like they don't want to do that. He came up with that on his own. Absolutely. I said, yeah, that's the deal, man. He said, well, they shouldn't. Why do they want to live there then? Yeah, good question. That's what I say. If folk that don't want to do this, why do they want to live here? Are you going to gain some advantage by a physical occupation? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Nobody's going to be saved just because they're physically here. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yeah, climb over the fence, do whatever you want to do. You'll have to do more than that to be saved. Or you'll have to be in Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we'll see where it goes from here. All right. The other thing, he was real pleased with his little hospitality basket. He said, "My, for me? No one's ever given me anything." He said, "Usually I work for insurance companies. What? They don't give me nothing." Hallelujah. But I was blessed to give it. We were blessed to give it. I think we got more out of it than he did. Because he received it graciously. Huh? If he had said, "I don't want this," then I guess it wouldn't have helped us, huh? So let's be careful how we do God's gifts. Let's not despise them. The precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The gift of the fellowship. Huh? The fellowship. What a blessed fellowship. What a joy divine. What a blessing this. What a peace is mine. We aren't going to be a bunch of Esau's, are we? Huh? Esau said, "I don't need this birthright." Huh? The old scoundrel Jacob said, "I'll take it." Hallelujah. Oh, and Moses, by faith, chose rather to suffer affliction. Imagine being here and have little dealing with the people of God. That's how we know this stuff was and is not according to righteousness. Really? Really? Now, that if they can pull you in somehow so you start to listen to them, and then you're in trouble. All you have to do is see where they're going, how they're not working according to righteousness, then you'll say, "I don't want to hear what you have to say." But if you play the curious or the spiritual, "I'm going to check them out," then you're going to be in trouble. Praise the Lord. Absolutely. And that's how they do. Yeah, they sit in places and folk come in, they'd have conversation with them. Well, we hear all the time they don't want to have conversation with us, or we don't want to have it with them, one or the other. Because, yeah, when he first came, he talked to me, and I said, "Well, Jackie, that's all you who you say you are, that's fine, but I need a witness from God." Amen. So no matter what you say or do, they ain't going to turn me around. I told him to his face. I tell everybody openly. And that's how it is. Nobody going to convince you that they are somebody. No, they won't. We'll have to get a witness from God. And once you get the witness from God, don't question it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But putting badges and awards on don't mean anything. You know, the account was told of one soldier in basic training. He went to the PX and bought him. You can go buy him. He had sergeant stripes and a major stripe, a major leaf. What is this? He said, "I'm a sergeant major." They call them PX soldiers. They go buy their award. You can buy them. You can get a Purple Heart, about Medal of Honor. Just go in there and buy. Say, "I want one of those." But it don't mean you earned it. Huh? PX soldier. We're not PX soldiers, though. Glory, glory. Soldiers of the cross. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. You know about PX soldiers, don't you? And they have promotion boards and whatever. And you go in there with your uniform. You know, uniform tells a story. Tells your rank. Tells you if you got combat time. Tells you've been in war. Tells you. And they look at your uniform. They look at your records. And they see if they jive. Soldier, you've never been deployed to war. What? Why you got that patch on your right shoulder? Huh? Yeah. They right away disqualified. Praise the Lord. But we are soldiers. Called to be. Hallelujah. Verified. Yes, authenticated. Absolutely. So let's endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you. It is a battle. I was told something encouraging today. Always look for something encouraging. Hallelujah. It helped me not to be captivated by the giant despair. Hallelujah. Or, you know, down in the valley of despondency. So I look for things to encourage. Yes, praise the Lord. And there's always something. With every encounter, I look for pleasantness. Sure. I strive for that. You know, sometimes they start out that the person don't mean it to be pleasant encounters, but I always hold to it. We want this to be pleasant. Oh, that's how I deal with them. No? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the lawyer said, yeah, that open rebuke, public shame. And he said, yeah, that sounds like scripture. Really? You know it does. Rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And if they repent, fine.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And the Lord is always calling us to repentance.
Hmm?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Every word. He said, I love you. Come unto me, or
Amen.
Return unto me.
Right.
Trust me.
Amen.
Believe me.
Amen.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
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 But like the Spirit of God or the Word of God, you know, it. You don't direct it.
No.
God watches over His Word to perform.
Amen.
And God moves by His Spirit.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And He uses whomever and whatever, however, the way He wants to. Hallelujah. And what men do is they reason and they strive and they manipulate. That's not God. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. Or they force. That's not God. God gives us an opportunity. Whosoever will, let him come. Drink of the water of life freely. No. Come unto me. I bid you come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So what God does, He gives us the grace, gives us the opportunity.
Yes. Amen.
And righteousness is worked when we walk therein.
Right.
Not when He twists our arms,
right,
or manipulate us.
Right. Amen.
But by His love constrains us.
Right.
That's how we can do the same with our neighbor.
Amen.
Rather than, if we're talking about freezers or locker space or whatever, if we can by love constrain them, all is well. But if we're going to, you know, do something else, it's not righteousness. I'm not talking right. Hallelujah.
Hmm?
So when I speak, it's to work righteousness. Y'all understand? I could just say, well, let's go back to the freezer here. Okay. Like that. That's not necessarily righteousness. No. I'm not going to do that. I never get done. I'd always be doing that. You understand? And we still wouldn't work any righteousness. I'm going to speak faith. I'm going to speak righteousness. And when God works in your heart, you yield to Him, it'll bring forth the righteousness. I believe it like that. Absolutely. It's on God. Ball's in His court. So I leave it alone. What we don't know how to do is leave things alone. We like to keep meddling with it. Keep meddling with it. Keep meddling with it. Huh? Once you give it to God, let it alone. Hallelujah. Yeah, He knows what to do. He knows how to do it. Thank you, Lord. Of course, His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. There's a word that's in the way of righteousness they have not known. We need to learn more perfectly the way of righteousness. And we'd save ourselves trouble and heartache. We wouldn't be upset and, you know, perturbed because of this or that. Or this isn't happening, that isn't. We said, well, God's on the case. Sure. He's the righteous judge. That's not how we do, though. If we do it like that, we have peace.
Amen. Yes.
There's no complaining.
Yes.
There's no strife.
Right.
There's no envy.
Right.
So I know when you're putting it in God's hands, He give you peace.
Right.
When you're still trying to work it out, there's no peace.
Yes.
There's no righteousness either. All right? Hallelujah. Yeah, the battle is the Lord's. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Diane told me about some things that happened where people are moving in righteousness concerning the freezers. I said, well, good. What a mighty God we serve. Well, that's what I expect. I'm not going to get an expert and help draw up a plan for freezer distribution. I'm not going to do that. Absolutely not. I already have something in me that this is how you work righteousness. How about that? Y'all see the difference? This is how you work righteousness in anything and everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And that's what it's all about. If we're going to look at the carnal, we'll always miss the truth. You think God's concerned about freezer space?
No, not at all.
Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. Does he say this for the sake of the ox? See? Absolutely not. Hallelujah. For righteousness sake. Amen. So we have opportunity to follow after righteousness and work righteousness, you know, in all things and everything. This is an honor and a privilege. Yeah, to be able to work righteousness. And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, it says that they did that by faith.
Amen.
They subdued kingdoms.
Right.
Absolutely. They did that by faith. They wrought righteousness. They had their dead raised to life again. But they did it by faith. Not by coercion and manipulation. Not by whining. Not by stomping. Not by pouting. No, by faith. The elders obtained a good report. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, I just believe it like that. There's some that hear it that way, but they don't believe it that way. That means they don't endure sound doctrine. When they have the opportunity in front of them, they depart from it. They depart from the way of faith, the way of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
If we work righteousness, it will be through faith. And that's the faith of Christ, the righteousness of God by faith. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I just believe by faith all this freezer conflict to be worked out.
Yes.
And we'll be in agreement. We'll have peace about it.
Amen.
I believe it like
Thank
that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Now, Angela, when she testified, she said, Pastor Rice, he was hard on me, you know, but he wasn't.
Amen.
The spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yeah, I'm the sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
How about that?
Huh?
She ought to say, poor Pastor Rice. Come on. Yeah. I'm the sacrifice.
Yes.
Absolutely. Y'all don't believe it like that? If it wasn't that way, it wouldn't have brought forth the righteous.
Amen.
I'm just telling you. That's the proof.
Yes.
Absolutely. As much as you all thought or she thought that I was against her, the Spirit proves different. So I'm not against you either. Spirit will prove different. Word of God's always for you. Hallelujah. And the righteous love judgment. And the throne is established for judgment. Really?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. When God deals with kings, he deals with them as kings.
Amen.
Because they do have authority.
Right.
The devil, he has authority.
Amen.
Yes. You know why? God gave it to him.
Right. Amen.
So we pray for kings and all their authority. We might lead a quiet and peaceful life.
Hallelujah.
In all godliness and honesty.
Right.
So I was remembering, reading about the time in Daniel, you know, king dreamed a dream. He couldn't remember the dream, but he had the wise men, he had the astrologers, and he had the soothsayers there. And he called them in, y'all come on now. I want you to interpret this dream for me. If not, are we going to all push your head and your family's head too? Hey, okay, king, you tell us the dream and we'll, he said, no, not so. He said, Yeah, you tell me the dream, and I know you can tell me the interpretation. And they couldn't do it. They said, you are mad, king. No king would ask that of his subjects. He said, well, that's how it is. But they found one that could do it. Huh? His name was Daniel. And his gift got him before the king. Yeah, Daniel didn't say, hey, here I know. His gift got him up there in the presence of the king. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And he told the king, he said, no, this is, I can do this, but not me. It's the God I serve is able to do it. Let me see if I can find exactly how he said it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Of course, Joseph got before the king too. How about that? Because, you know, down in the prison house where he was, because he was defrauded. Amen. Oh, Potiphar's wife. Since he wouldn't go along with her wickedness, she set him up. And I believe that Potiphar knew, but, you know, he had to make his showing. So they threw him in the prison. And while he was there, of course, he had an encounter with a few men that had dreams, and he interpreted them. One was a baker. Yeah, it was a hard one. But it came to pass. Off with the baker's head. And the other one is about the cupbearer being restored. And here the cupbearer was restored. And he was the one that remembered. He said, yeah, that's the guy in the prison. He can interpret dreams. I know, because he told me about this, and they all came to pass. So Pharaoh sent for him. Hey, get him dressed up and get him cleaned up. We don't want him up here stinking. So he got him dressed up and got him before Pharaoh. Hallelujah. And Joseph said, yeah, the God I serve, he's able to do this, not me. Hallelujah. He says it like this. Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I've heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it's not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer. See? Not much of that going on. He's giving God the glory. He said, no, this ain't in me. God, he can give you an interpretation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And God did. He can give you the interpretation. Would you hear the word of the Lord? Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. I was in darkness. I couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light and turned it into day. Wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So back in Daniel's day, since the soothsayers and philosophers and astrologers couldn't do it, king said, I'm going to kill y'all. I'm going to kill all you wise men. So they went to find Daniel. Said, king said, we're going to kill it. Daniel said, wait a minute. Give me a chance. Amen. Hallelujah. Now hold on. Thank you, Lord. That's what happened. The decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. And they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Oh, yes, Lord. But Daniel said, hold on. I think I can help him out. So Daniel before the king The king said, Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king, the secret which the king hath demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers and the magicians and the soothsayers, can't they show you? He said, but there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dreams and the vision of thy head are upon thy bed are these. Thank you, Lord. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what shall come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any man. Yeah, you see, this pattern is all the way through. But you can tell by the way people talk if God sent them. Absolutely. They talk like this. Well, you know, here I am. God can't live without me. If it wasn't for me, the sun wouldn't come up. Yeah, that's how they talk. Absolutely. Don't be deceived. People that God sent talk like this. Yeah, that God's able. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And you see, it's consistent. With Joseph, with Daniel, absolutely. They didn't take God's glory. Specifically, they say, it's not in me. This is the God that I serve. And that's what men do that work righteousness. They don't take it upon themselves because in ourselves, we don't cannot work any righteousness. Huh? So we got nothing to boast in except we boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Not for me that I have any more wisdom than any living, but that for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king. And kings can do this, you know. If they want to work righteousness, God will help them. Yes, he will. Yeah, King Trump, if he wanted to. That's not what he wants to do, though. Absolutely. So, the one that helps him is going to help him not do righteousness. Amen. But that's any level of authority. Amen. That's why we shouldn't buck it or hate it. Right. All authority is so that we can work righteousness. Amen. Absolutely, absolutely. And without it, you won't work in it. Amen. Because with authority comes judgment. Yes. And fools don't understand it. Amen. So they don't understand the way of righteousness. Amen. They understand force and manipulation and trickery and defraud. Yeah, that's not the way of righteousness. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. Honor and glory. Yeah, surrender to God. Huh? Obedience, submission. This is the way. Let God exalt you. He'll do it in due time. Praise if you humble yourself. Praise the Lord. And the man, never having met Jackie, of just reading things, he see that there's no humility there. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's what he said it out of his own mouth. Really? And that's the way with anybody. When we're proud, everybody know it. Absolutely. 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 Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. But there's a saying here about defrauding God. Will a man rob God? Y'all know that scripture? You know God answered it? He said, yeah, you have robbed me. He said, by your tithe and offering. I see. Of course, the New Testament church, some of them say, well, that's outdated. We shouldn't give tithe anymore. Praise the Lord. And actually, we should just give all. The tithe, like Brother Sarah said, is just to prove God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just to prove God. Let me find my little sand. We'll be done here shortly. All right? Y'all going to work some righteousness today? But my help is that really I believe these things. And in believing them, you know, I don't. purpose myself to dot this I, cross this T.
Amen.
I purpose myself to follow righteous. And God can, that's how you have to do it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe when we yield to God, we work righteous.
Amen.
I believe it like this. I do believe it.
Amen.
Anybody believe different?
Yes. No, I believe exactly that way.
All right. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. So that's how we work righteousness.
Amen.
We yield to God. We
Amen.
Submit to God.
Amen.
We obey God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And some of us trust in other things too much to do it. We don't purposely do it, but the other things that we haven't laid aside or that we trust in, they show up and prevent us from trusting God. Huh? The knowledge we have of this, the knowledge we have of that, the skill that we have in this, and huh? Then we fail to trust God.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? I'm an expert in freezer distribution. Well, you won't trust God, then what? I deign to be an expert in nothing. I no, absolutely not. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. It says here, this is John Calvin, we unjustly defraud God of his right unless each of us lives and dies in dependence on his sovereign pleasure.
Mm.
Yeah, that means depend.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sovereign. Mean that overall.
Right.
He is sovereign.
Amen.
Death, hell, whatever your health, riches, freezers, gators, carts. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, of course, when we fight amongst ourselves and do stupid stuff, then what we're doing is defrauding God. It's nobody defrauding us. We are defrauding God. Yeah. Hardly ever people defraud us. Usually we defraud ourselves. And we defraud God. Huh? If Terry trespassed against you and you don't forget, you defraud yourself. You understand?
Amen.
And you defraud God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he's sovereign. He's sovereign. That means once he says it, we don't try to find another way.
Amen.
Well, how does he do that? Well, he sets an authority.
Amen.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. The prophet was talking about commands this morning. He said, now there's only one righteous response to a command.
It,
you obey it. You submit to it.
Amen.
Well, that's concerning everything God says. The only righteous response is to agree and to obey, to submit.
Amen.
This is how we esteem him as God.
Amen.
Yet we bow before him.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We say, yes, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Now, with all this noise you all are making, I suppose we're going to get our hands off of stuff and let God do it, huh?
Amen.
We're going to give God the glory to his name. We're going to trust him to work righteousness, huh? Not only in your neighbor, but in you too, huh? Yeah, don't take stuff away from God. Oh, yeah, Terry's so wicked that he can't work. No, God's able. You ought to know that by the righteousness he works in you. Come on. He can work any righteousness in you. He can work some in Angela. Come on, give God the glory. Oh, I know what's in man. Jesus knows what's in man. Oh, way back when there was a character, I think she was on, some show. Anyway, Gladys. And she was old, unattractive woman, hair up in a bun, but her trademark was whacking the men with the purse. Get away from me, you lecherous old man. Of course, nobody wanted her, but you know what's in man. Huh? And that's how some of us are, huh?
Yeah,
man, they're just low down. And they are. Let me tell you. I come on, just hear me speak. I'm not saying they're not. Yes, I know experimentally. But what I also know is about God's grace. If I would look at every man and put his wretchedness above God's grace, then I'm a fool. Come on. I know the righteousness that he works in me, so he can work it in you too. I'm like, oh no, he's so low down, man. You know how? No. Huh? God's grace is sufficient. Huh? Where sin abound, grace does much more abound. Hallelujah. Yeah, the Lord said, yeah, you've dealt treacherously with me. You went out and found your other lovers, but come on back. Yes, he did. Come on back, he said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's the kind of God we serve. Return unto me. I'm married unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. To defraud is to obtain illegally. By deception, swindle, cheat, rob, trick, or deceive someone at the expense of another for personal gain.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
So I've defrauded no man.
Amen.
Absolutely not.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. By the grace of God, I stood firm.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And like I said before, we've gone through much.
Yes, sir.
The devil takes every opportunity. Of course, when we first showed up from Oklahoma, the devil took every opportunity to make things appear like it was grace against the overcomer, overcomer against the grace. And I never went for that. Some did, though, for a season. It's never been that way. I didn't come here against the overcomer. And yeah, the overcomers are, no, that's what the devil, and he still does it. Yeah, praise God. Overcomers are full of grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And grace for grace. Hallelujah. No, there's no difference between them. No, we shouldn't make any. Thank you, Lord. But that was one of the ways that the devil interposed himself. Yeah, he injected them. Yeah, I got it from everywhere. Sure. Really? Hopefully no more now. That's enough. we belong to Jesus. Yeah, we're on his side and he's on our side. So let's not oppose ourselves. Thank you, Lord. Let's be the unit God wants us to be. He called us as one. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'd get, I'm partial to Kurt and I'm partial to this one and partial to Rose, and I refuse all that.
Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to please any man.
Amen.
I'm trying to please God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Of course, I have grace for this.
Yes.
I always put it that way.
Amen.
I'm not going to take it back.
Amen.
And if you do something right, you'll have grace for it too. If not, then you won't get it done right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to back up.
Amen.
Yeah, I endeavor to be an example.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, some want to lead and guide, but they don't want to be an example. How contrary? That's contrary to sound doctrine. So when you note that, then you don't need to hear any more. Let me tell you your doctrine. We see your doctrine. Huh? Praise the Lord. And it's not sound. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. As the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, even so much the more, as you see the day approaching. Now, one of the charges against us and me, well, they separated me out and you all. So it's against you all or us, and specifically against me. We required Jackie to do work that was beyond his ability. Of course, he asked me, and I told him, not so. But he had to ask the board members.
Amen.
They told him not so.
Amen.
He said, oh, okay, so you mean people can show up and get the cart and bring folk water? He said it just like that. Is he could bring the people water? I said, yeah, he could. He came up with it himself. I said, we show up and people just present themselves ever how they can help.
Amen.
Rose said, we're not that structured, and we're not.
Amen.
Come on.
Jesus.
That's not how you work righteousness.
Amen.
Come on here. Thank you, Lord. So we told him that, no, we required him to show up and present his body, but not to do things he couldn't do. We don't require that of you. Of course, some of the things we require you don't want to do, but that's on you. We do give you the opportunity. And we still love you even when you refuse. Absolutely. Absolutely. Most of us do. Some have a vendetta or something. I called a project and Kevin didn't show up. So he's on the excrement list. We don't say it like that, but that's how it manifests. So we expound all of his shortcomings and his record of impropriety. Ain't we some? A lot of times, the ones that show up are in more wrong than the ones that don't show up. By the time they get through dragging them through the mud, yeah, they've done more harm than the one that didn't even show up. Absolutely. I've been there. Yes. Huh? You ought to be careful if you're there and somebody ain't there. Huh? Yeah, make sure you say, well, thank God he gave me the grace to show up. How about that? Hallelujah. Well, we talk real good. I expect this. Absolutely. You talk to me, you'll find out. Praise the Lord. I said, oh, Timothy, don't show up. Oh, there go Timothy. He leaving already. I said, y'all better be careful. This isn't actual. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Righteousness is its own reward. And in judgment, we work righteousness. That is what judgment is for. Any authority is so that righteousness can be wrought. Yeah,
amen.
That's why I have authority. That's why you have authority. And when we disdain authority, then we just don't want righteousness. Absolutely. There's no way you're going to tell me you're going to rebel against the established. But, oh, yeah, you're looking for. No,
amen.
Not so. And I know and believe these things. That's why I don't need to go any farther. There's no need for you to explain your. No. We miss the mark lots of times and want explanations. And Brother Sarah would say, I'm not going to explain. I'm going to proclaim.
Amen.
Because explaining just leads to deception.
Thank you, Lord.
Really?
Amen.
Really?
Amen.
If you're going to be satisfied by the explanation, you will be deceived.
Yes. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Well, how come, Brother Sarah said 6 months. Can you explain it? No. No. There are some that can now, but I wouldn't talk to them.
Amen.
Absolutely not.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I wouldn't talk to them.
No.
Don't ask me.
No.
I can proclaim. I can proclaim.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But explain, that's.
Amen.
That's why we have faith. And that's how we understand. Now, understanding something through faith is not the same as intellectually grasping. They're totally opposite.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? Because, yeah, there's too much of you in the intellectual. And not enough of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Y'all believe that the Red Sea was parted?
Yes.
Y'all going to explain that?
No.
Well, why do you want the other explain?
Amen.
Huh? Why do you want the other to explain? You believe God sent down manna from heaven?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And there was no refrigerator to keep it in. Oh, I see. Well, y'all going to explain it? Come on. Y'all going to explain that? They didn't have no freezer? Come on, saint. No refrigerator? Oh, my God. Now, what did happen, though, when they didn't obey God, it did spoil. Huh?
Huh?
He said, only coming down for today, you. Don't save it for tomorrow. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And on the seventh day, ain't nothing coming down. So you better get your double portion. And that's what today is. It's the preparation day, according to the pattern. Yeah, the things that we do today so we don't have to do tomorrow. Oh, I'm getting in trouble, aren't I? I'm just saying it like it's stated in the Bible. Hey, whatever you're going to boil today, boil it. Whatever you're going to seat today, seat it. So you, yeah, he said, for tomorrow is the Sabbath. I'm not preaching the word. Well, praise God. I don't know why we can't eat carrots that are raw on Sabbath day. No, why did you put them up there? I'll eat. Come on, what? Come on, saint. Huh? Why can't we drink the water that you don't have to cook and the milk that you don't? Why can't we do that? Praise God. We learn the way of the heathen. Hallelujah. Oh, we just got to prep and do. No, we don't. No, that's you impose that upon yourself. Yeah, praise the Lord. We do now just for a little bit. Not enough to preclude us eating the dinner meal. But what we should do, though, is not cook. Absolutely. That's what today is for. Hallelujah. And all the other stuff. Praise the Lord. If something needs to be done on the Sabbath day, and we do it, that's fine. But not to save it up to do. There's a difference. There's a difference. You know. Hallelujah. Execute true judgment. Zechariah chapter 7. And the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassion to every man to his brother. See how we do that? Hallelujah. And oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. And let none of you listening real good? Imagine evil against his brother in your heart. And what does that mean? Well, if you don't get a witness of the Holy Ghost, then don't put it on them. No, it could be that they're doing it because of this. Leave it alone. Yeah, you know, that's how I am. Well, then still leave it alone. Don't imagine evil. It's right here now. You read it all through the book. Don't imagine. Yeah. Evil, wicked imaginations. And we take them as truth. God, honest truth. Huh? We know why that Neil came down here. Huh? We know why Sherry came. Well, like I say, just remember, God know why I brought him. Huh? Y'all remember that? Hallelujah. You remember why I brought you too? Praise the Lord. Now, who knows why you came? But we know God knows why he brought you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You know, but being able to explain things and have the answer, it shows our spiritual superiority. That's why folk do it. That's why they tell us when Jesus is coming. Yeah, this is what Brother Steer said. This is what he meant. Yeah, come on. I'm not talking right. Hopefully I'm not stepping on your toes. Hallelujah. What I'm talking about explaining is not the way. And people that demand them, they're looking to be deceived. Absolutely. 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 This is Wallace now. Can you tell me, you know, why God don't do things like he used to do, you know? He used to heal the sick and open the blind eyes. I've talked to a few, two or three, probably maybe more than that. Why don't God do that anymore? Well, God's the same. And my explanation or my proclamation is God's God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does it the way he wants to do it. How about that? Hallelujah. Yeah, he's not going to open some eyes. Until that day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But he's going to do right about it. Do we understand the perils of demanding explanations? Probably not. Pastor Rice, why do you do that when you preach? Huh? You look mean when you look at me. Or when you look at Charlene, you smile.
Hallelujah.
Y'all want me to explain it, huh? Can't do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yes.
Can't do it. You'll just have to believe God.
Amen.
Well, don't do the evil stuff.
Amen.
Well, I know why. Well, be careful with that.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
I'm speaking truth to y'all.
Amen.
Well, you're just saying that because... No, be careful with that too. Okay? I'm speaking the truth in Christ. I'm warning you. I'm exhorting you. We just don't know what we think we know.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But if our motives are right, if we're following after righteousness, then we will know.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
I mean, men that are walking in the light, they do discern things.
Amen.
And if they're walking in the light, they discern a righteous response to
Amen.
What they see.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Ones that see and don't see, their response isn't right. how are we going to believe that, huh? Oh, we'll have to try that out, Pastor Rice. Please do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, I remember fasting on the Sabbath, but I don't know. Did you all ever fast until Sunday morning? I don't think we ever did that. Right. Hallelujah. Anyway, what we want to do is... as much as possible on the preparation day, as little as possible on the Sabbath.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we're not going to get the scribes and the Pharisees to write out a policy. Okay? Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 So when the flesh is gratified, God is not glorified. And the throne is set for judgment.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That was one of the things the Pharisees were told that they omitted.
Right.
He talked about the weightier matters of the law.
Right.
Faith, mercy, judgment.
Amen. Yes.
The weightier matters.
Amen.
Faith, mercy, judgment.
Right. Yes.
Hmm?
Amen.
Judgment is not a bargaining table. You understand that? It's like, let's have some negotiations here. That's not judgment. Judgment stands on righteousness. Huh? And you either come to it or you go away from it. But judgment is not manipulated, not moved, no, coerced. And no! Judgment stands. Hallelujah! Of course. We that are in the mode of manipulating and whatever, then we don't like judgment.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
We like to change God's mind.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
He don't change.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because if we repent, he'll repent.
Amen.
Y'all know that?
Hallelujah.
When Nineveh repented, he repented.
Amen.
Is that not right?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, but he won't change his mind.
Amen.
Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. All right, so we're going to be closing then. But understand about the gifts of God are without repentance, and all the gifts of God are for the body of Christ, for the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. Now, God didn't take Satan's gifts and callings from him, but they don't work any good. And he and his gifts are going to be destroyed.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And the things that Ananias and Sapphira held back didn't profit them.
Amen.
No.
No.
God killed them.
Yes. Amen.
Mm. Absolutely.
Amen.
And great fear came upon all. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins as withholding good things from you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not righteousness, not judgment, but your iniquities.
Amen.
For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait.
Yep.
As he that set his snares, that they set a trap that they might catch men.
Amen.
Huh? Find some disciples. Come on. We were warned about men speaking perverse things.
Yes.
Grievous wolves.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. That doesn't mean the four-footed kind.
Right.
You're talking about men.
Right.
Speaking for perverse things.
Right.
The reason to draw away disciples after themselves.
Amen.
And we've seen it in motion.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Men
with their own ministries.
Yeah.
What about you, Pastor? Huh?
No.
I minister as God give me the ability.
Amen.
I have no Pastor Rice ministry. I'm a minister of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Huh? He enabled me.
Amen.
And placed me in the ministry.
Hallelujah.
See what I mean?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And what we did at Grace, all of us, that was nothing in our names. No.
No. Thank you, Lord.
Everything out there was in the name of Faith Cathedral Fellowship. That's why I tried to tell folk here, we've always been here.
Right.
Yeah. Well, as much as Faith Cathedral as you.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Are we under the same authority?
Right.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
If the property was in my name, I could have sold it.
Right.
We had to get permission from the board.
Amen.
Specifically, legal description.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Rice can sell this property. Absolutely. I told you, if it was mine, I would have sold it. I never had anything after I came into the ministry that I called my own. We haven't all gotten it. Hmm? Every vehicle we got, it was registered, Faith Cathedral. That's how we insured it. Surely. Absolutely. That's why we didn't have any trouble when we came here. The credit card that he has, Faith Cathedral. Yeah. That's why he has a credit card. It's not his. Jerry pays for it every month. Of course, he buys things we need with authority. Oh, I see. Hallelujah. Spencer had a credit card. Kevin's got a credit card. Timothy, you got a credit card? Kurt's got one too. Absolutely. But they say Faith Cathedral Fellowship. Really? And I can cancel any of them. Sure. But they're used for the ministry. They don't belong to me. They don't belong to them. It's for convenience. And we don't run up a bill. Like I said, Jerry pays it every month. Don't you, Jerry? Absolutely. Just like the Lowe's card. We pay it every month. Because we belong to Jesus. Don't listen to the seducing spirits and devils.
Amen.
Yeah, we're all in the same pot.
Hallelujah.
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 No big eyes, no little U's.
Hallelujah.
Huh? We'll all, huh? In the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
What a wonderful place to be.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So hopefully you all will be encouraged. The Lord does come and visit us every day. I don't take that lightly. Well, of course, some of you all aren't doing things that please me, but I'm not God. I'm still going to hold to the line, though.
Hallelujah.
I'm still going to hold to the line. I'm going to stand on the righteousness of God. It's right for us to show up at the meetings. And not only to show up, but to apply ourselves, to be participants, not just to be here spectators. Absolutely not. Have our own hallelujah. Our own shout, our own dance, huh? Our own praise. Absolutely. Don't come here to watch Edie. Come here to get your own. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Now we can hunger and thirst. We can seek. Huh? I think of that when I think of Brother Drop. Yeah, I mean, I can lead him to the organ. Yeah, I'm not going to do it, though. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Thank you, Lord.
Told him what's required. Yeah, if he asked me, I would. If Pastor Rice, can you help me? Then I would, but I'm not going to go grab him and lead him. No, not so, not so, not so. Not so. Praise the Lord. Huh? Not going to do it, Brother Driver. Praise the Lord. Brother Edward, will you pray for us?
Thank you, Father. Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to be true witnesses for you, Father God. Thank you, oh Lord. Father, I'll just read your word, Lord God, a little bit, Lord God. Luke chapter 21. And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. And then it says down below that, but before all these, they shall lay hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have granted us the privilege and the blessing to be turned to for a testimony, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, I count that a great, Amen. Great, great honor and privilege, Lord. I long for that, Lord God, for many years. I've asked you in my heart many times, Lord God, make me a true witness, Lord. And Lord God, Brother Stair had told us, had taught us that what that scripture actually meant when it said, it shall turn to you.
Hallelujah.
For testimony. It is the church. And Father God, we saw an example of that yesterday as the church was turning to us for testimony.
Hallelujah.
For righteousness, to testify to the truth.
Amen.
And us that sat in that room yesterday were not the only witnesses. We're not the only true witnesses.
Amen.
Everyone that's sitting here right now saying amen, agreeing to the truth, that agree to the truth that what we've seen and heard, Father God, we are all testimony. We are all witnesses. We are his witnesses.
Thank you, Lord.
So, God, we've been made as witnesses, Lord God. And this is something that, Father God, you get all the glory, all the credit, Father God, because we have done nothing to become witnesses for you, Lord God. We've done nothing, Lord God. And us even being here together, striving to live together in unity and in peace, Lord God. That was all you're doing, every single bit of it, Father God. And Lord God, we didn't get these patches from the PX.
Amen, brother.
No.
Hallelujah.
The suffering affliction with the people of God, that's a patch that you have to earn that patch.
Thank you, Lord.
The only way you earn that patch is by submitting to God. And doing it. Moses chose. We have to choose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather to enjoy the pleasures of my own life.
Amen.
Where I want to be and where I want to go for a season, because that's going to come to an abrupt end very soon. I believe that, Lord God. And so, Lord God, thank you, Lord God. Yes, thank you that the truth that we hear every day, just like we heard today, all these truths have not been attained by through the PX, Lord God. No.
Hallelujah.
These stripes have been, as we hear the example of Army officers, the best officers are the ones who came up through the ranks. The best lieutenants, the best captains, majors, lieutenant colonels, colonels, on up and down, all up the line, generals all the way up, are the ones that came way down from the ranks, Lord God. And, Lord God, you sent us, just like you said you would, You sent us knowledge, pastor, with knowledge and understanding, who has come up through the ranks. You've, by virtue of us, you preserving us in this ministry and in this way, this walk of life.
Thank you, Father.
This faith, as the lawyer even recognized, this faith that we live, Father God, you've brought us up through the ranks, Father God, to live this life. And we did not go and buy this. We bought it, but we bought it with our money. Yes, Lord, you told us to, this is the kind that you get by being tried, by going through the fire. Buy of me gold, tried by fire, Lord God. And, so Lord God, we just thank you for it, Father God. I just thank you for the privilege, knowing my unworthiness, Father God, knowing my unworthiness of myself. And that there's nothing at any time, on a daily basis, there's nothing that I have or ever do that I can claim that I'm worthy of being a true witness for you, Lord God. Nothing at all.
Amen.
It's all something that you have, you've given us, and you've given us through trial. You've given us through experience. You've given us by faith. You've given us because you just chose to give it to us. And because you did give it to us, Lord God, we experienced all the things that we experienced, everything that qualifies us to be testimonies.
Hallelujah.
And qualifies us to be witnesses for you, Father God. We don't claim anything that we have not had to live, and we've not willingly lived. Anything that we talk about giving all. This is not something that we just say because we went and bought the patch from the PX.
Amen.
This is something that we had to do. And therefore, Father God, we believe in righteousness, Lord God. We can exhort, admonish, encourage, and reprove. Reprove, Lord God, that these things, this is how these things are done. And that's not slander. The
Amen.
Truth, the truth is not slander.
Truth, Lord.
It's not ever slander. It's you moving us in the way of righteousness to save us, Lord God. The law of righteousness, that law, Brother Stead talked about that law much. And I've been a personal witness to that ever since God coming to this ministry. There's always at work the law of righteousness. That law is always at work, whether we're told what to do or not.
Always.
It's always at work. It's there. It's like this new technology. You've got phones with apps on them, Lord, and the apps are always running in the background. You might not see it doing what it's doing, but it's running in the background. And that's the law of righteousness. That law of righteousness is always working in the background to lead us in the way. That when we encounter situations, Father God, we would know what to do, how to respond, how to react. We would know what we should do, even if no one else is watching. We would know what to do. And we know how to consider our neighbor. We know how to suffer ourselves to be defrauded. We know how to be kind. We know how to, like you said, we know how to put it on and wear it. Put the things that we hear on and wear them ourselves. There's always a law in everything we are doing, whether it's in the field, in the dining hall, tabernacle, in the kitchen. There's always a law of righteousness. And Father God, I always want to be keen and able to hear that law that's at work, Lord. I always want to be able to feel, so to speak, that law at work, Father God, that if Pastor Rice is not standing over top of me saying, don't do that or do this. No, I know what to do because
Thank
the Spirit of God is always with me. The Spirit of God is always with us. He's always with us at all times. And he always leads us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
So we do have this ability to walk in righteousness every day, Lord God, and I thank you for it because that's how we can discern what unrighteousness is. And yes, thank you, Father, for giving us the grace to even be able to orate, to be able to, what I want to say, to be able to convey the unrighteousness of certain individuals as they pursue their own, Lord God. And even he can see it. Father God, thank you for that blessing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that blessing, Lord God. And thank you that, Father God, thank you that that's not us, Father God. Thank you that, because it could very easily be, Lord God. And I'm sure at certain times throughout all of our Christian walk, it has been in some shape or form. Yes, Lord God. And that, yes, we've had to be delivered and preserved from being taken captive by that spirit, by that ungodliness, the wickedness that wars against righteousness on a constant basis, Lord God. That's the war that we're in.
Amen.
Righteousness against unrighteousness.
Truth.
And so, yes, it has nothing to do with individuals, Lord, and it has nothing to do at all with personalities.
Amen.
Or positions or anything. It's righteousness against unrighteousness. And Lord God, you gave us a clear ultimatum. He was on the Lord's side. Yes, you follow me. Yes, and so, Lord God, we want to be on your side, Father God, today and always, Heavenly Father. So thank you, Lord. I just thank you so much. Thank you so much, God, that you made all of us witnesses. We are your witnesses, true witnesses for righteousness. That's what we're witnesses to. We're witnesses to righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God. And I pray that you give us the strength, the grace, Lord God, and the will and the desire, Lord God, to want to be witnesses for you. To be those witnesses, God, Father God, we need to be willing to, as our brother says, get it off the page.
Hallelujah.
Just to know and quote and be able to say amen, that's fine. But the situation presents itself before us every day to actually do it. And then we fail, act like we ain't heard a word. Many times that happens. It's like word is right out the door. And God, Lord God, sick of that, Lord God. Help us, Father God. Help us to catch ourselves by our bootstrings, so to speak, Lord God, when these situations present themselves, that's giving us an opportunity to do the very thing we were just taught in the dining hall.
Hallelujah.
Or the very things we were taught by the Holy Ghost, the very things we were taught by the man of God, the very things we've been taught. Help us to recognize, I know what this is. This ain't my sister. This ain't my brother. This is the opportunity for me to actually do what I've been taught to do.
Hallelujah.
That way I won't see it as my brother coming against me or my sister coming against me. Or then, no, this is God saying, here's the opportunity.
Hallelujah.
Now take it. Now go, take it, take it. Yes, Lord. And if we do that, Father God, that's how we earn our stripes. That's how we earn our stripes. If we refuse to do that and then profess this love for Christ, we go to the PX and we buy the stripes. That's what that means. That's going and getting, that's getting an experience without having the experience.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. And as you told me that day, God, on the way to Charleston, Lord, we cannot but speak of the things we have seen and heard, Father God. And so if we do these things, that means we've heard them. We've heard them. We've not just sat here and said, amen, amen. No, that means we've actually heard. And we've seen. We have the demonstration before us. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you made it so easy. God, no, I didn't have to sit there like I'm sore. I guarantee, Lord, I know, I don't know of an organization in this world where the members of a body or an organization don't just go along with the, you know, say just agree to agree when they really don't agree.
Amen, brother.
There's plenty of that. But God, it was no, we didn't have to do that. We did not have to. It was no work and labor at all for us to witness to the truth.
Amen.
Yesterday. No, that was easy because truth is truth.
Amen.
And what else could we do? What else could we do, Father God? So Thank you that you've made it easy by sending an example, Lord God. If I was really a behind kisser, then I would have said, no, Pastor Rice didn't do none of that, but believe in my heart, he really did.
Right.
See, I didn't have to do that. No, I didn't have to say something that I didn't mean. I didn't have to witness to something that I really didn't believe, you know. And Father God, thank you, because that in itself has strength.
Hallelujah.
Truth recognizes truth, just like authority recognizes authority. And even that unsaved, unregenerated man, he recognized truth.
Amen.
He recognized truth. And as he told us, it made his job a lot easier. Made it a lot easier because he knows that he has something.
Amen.
And they don't. And that's how it is. The enemy has nothing. He's a liar. He's a liar from the beginning. He abode not in the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
He's the father of lies.
Hallelujah.
He has nothing. And he's going to end up with nothing. And so, God, help us to stand on the truth. Help us to do more than just stand on it, Father God, but help us to walk in it and to live it, Lord God, to live it, to live it. And then we won't be PX soldiers. We'll be actually soldiers that actually earn the stripes that we have. That's right. Just like Paul said, Lord, in my body, the marks
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us bear in this body. Help us to bear in this body, Lord God. We are one body here. Not only here, all over the world. Help us to bear in this body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's by forgiving one another, loving one another, not evil surmising, falsely accusing one another, Lord God, not seeking our own. As Brother Stair said very clearly on the broadcast, again, and Pastor Rice has said many times, there's no way you can seek your own and be looking for Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother.
The two are incompatible.
Exactly.
Incompatible. So thank you for the few of us that you have put it in our hearts, Lord God, to want to seek you, to want to be true, Lord God, to want to really have the love of Christ and demonstrate that love of Christ in our daily lives, which is why you brought us together. We can't demonstrate that separated.
Hallelujah.
That too is impossible. Absolutely impossible. Doesn't matter what the language is out of the lips, but it can only be done. Brother Stair told us one thing, and I remember he always told, he said, you don't love anybody until you live with them. He said that. He said, that's why husbands and wives, they don't love each other before they get married. They think they do. But it's not until you live together where you truly, because that has to be learned.
Amen.
That's not something that's automatic. We think it is because we get goosebumps.
Whoa.
Goosebumps is not it. But when we live together, that's when we learn to love one another. Yes, Lord. So all the beautiful oratory and all of that, that's one thing. And I know that your people have your love in them. We all do. Because, Lord God, Christ, God is love.
Amen.
And it can't have God in us without having love in us, because you are love. But that love is not made perfect. I don't believe so. And I've been told so. And I've been witnessed to so. That until you live together, whether it be husband or wife, body of Christ, you don't really love each other. So, Lord God, I pray that this would be just a reminder.
Hallelujah.
And an encouragement. And yes, to a warning, Lord God. A warning. Because this world is coming to an end.
Amen.
Very quickly.
Truth, Lord.
It is massive, absolute evil destruction on a level that we don't even comprehend.
Thank you, Lord.
Right at the door.
Truth, Lord.
Right at the very door. All those that thought Trump was the savior, well, look at all his make America great again policies and lies and aspirations. You see they're crumbling. They ain't going to get it done.
Thank you, Lord.
Terrorists is not the savior.
Amen.
God, you didn't send terrorists to save your people from their sins. No, You didn't tell us to cry out. You didn't say if tariffs would pray, humble themselves and pray, call on my name. No, you said my people. The only way we're going to get saved, the only way we're going to be saved is to call on you. Humble ourselves, Lord God. Acknowledge our wicked ways, Father God, and then you'll save us. So I believe that. And that's why I thank you for the word of God every day,
Lord God.
Because it's not automatic. I need to be reminded. I need to be reproved.
Thank you, Lord.
Rebuked, if necessary. I need to be shown the way of righteousness. All the time, I need to be reminded that we are the children of God, that we have the law of Christ working in us, that law of righteousness, Lord God, we need that every single day, and it's not slander. And if I love you because you first loved me, I never even consider it to be slander. But of course, in my iniquity at times, I have, but that's what it is, it's iniquity, trying to hold on to my own way, and me trying to justify myself. Lord God, instead of seeking your righteousness. So thank you, Heavenly Father God. We seek the righteousness that comes from God, Lord Father God.
Hallelujah.
And so does the man of God, and which is why he is continuing to preach to us the way he does. And he doesn't back up, and he's not moved. Don't be moved for their crying.
Amen, brother.
No, don't be moved for their crying, and don't let the faces move you. He remembers the command to your servant. And Lord God, he just even as being a natural father, he remembers the commandment. Don't spare them for their crying.
Amen.
No, don't spare them for their crying. You will beat them with the rod. You won't kill them. You won't kill them. But if you don't beat them with the rod, now you're killing them. And that's what some want. That's what some want. Some want to not be. They want to exercise all unrighteousness and not be beat with the rod. And when they are, they're calling it slander.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Well, that itself is going to destroy them, not the rod. The rod would have saved them.
Hallelujah.
The rod would save them. But since they refuse the rod, well, now they're going to get exactly what is coming to them. And that's in your hands, Lord. So, but we thank you, Father God, and we hope in your mercy. Yes, Lord. I thank you for your hope, and I thank you for your help every day. Yes, Lord. We are saved by hope, Father God. Thank you. Bless you. We love you because you first loved us, Lord. Bless Pastor Rice again for his faithfulness in delivering the word of God to us, Lord God, as you put it on his heart. Help us to walk in it. Help us to love it, Father God. I want to love truth. I really do, Father God. I thank you for the opportunity that I can love truth. I hated the truth, Lord God, for much of my life. I hated the truth, Lord God. My God, all the fights how many fights have we been engaged in because we didn't love truth? All because we wanted to defend our own unrighteousness. So we'd be willing to fight and devour and destroy, do anything rather than acknowledge the truth. Yes, Lord God. But I thank you, Lord God, that we are people that are being transformed by the renewing of our mind, because that's what it takes, this transformation.
Thank you, Lord.
This transformation, Father God, of our minds, which and from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, Father God, do create in us, Lord, that clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from us, Father God. Yes, God. We give us that clean heart, then our mouth will speak truth. Our mouth will speak righteousness. Yes, Lord. And we will show forth the praises of you, Lord God, all the days of our life. We bless you for these things, Father. Thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. I'm blessed to hear Brother Edward pray. I'm blessed to hear Pastor Timothy. I woke up this morning and Pastor Timothy is preaching. What a blessing. I told Sister Rose, I said, that's a beautiful message. And he was talking about being thankful.
Amen.
Yeah, it means everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Much that I hear on the broadcast. You going to talk to us, brother? Yeah, I'm blessed because it's the work of God. It's the truth of God. And very edifying. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Coming up through the ranks. Yeah, we have come up through the ranks. I say it like this. All that I talk about, I know.
Amen.
Absolutely. This is nothing that you know, I'm a parrot. Somebody said it. I said, no, this is what I've lived, what I've experienced, how God has manifested himself to me,
amen.
How he's
yes.
delivered me, how
yes.
he's saved me, how he's brought me through.
Amen.
One of the most important things is learning to trust God.
Yes.
Yeah, that's we don't so easily do it. It involves some waiting on God, because oftentimes we jump the gun and move too fast. Or, yeah, you learn to wait on God. Joseph waited on God. Yeah, he didn't have a vendetta against his brothers. They didn't do him right. Or against anybody along the way. No, he did not. Potiphar's wife didn't do him right. No problem. See what I mean? He let the Lord fight his battle. But us now, if we think that we've been slighted, we go on a campaign. Not right. That's not righteous. And we try to show where they're wrong and I'm right and this is what I deserve and they ought to do that. That's not God's way. Huh? No, no, no. You let the Lord fight your battle. Huh? Yeah, take it to the Lord in prayer. I'm saying it, right? Hallelujah. But too many times we try to do it ourselves. Huh? What do we need God for then? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, Brother David.
So, God put this on my heart. And, oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, plead our cause, Lord. Stand up for our defense. This letter from this lawyer, from these ones who were to be with us, Lord, was seen to be full of slanders against us. And it is nothing but the spirit of murmuring and complaining. My God, but this is the spirit of Antichrist,
amen.
The accuser of the brethren, Lord. So stand up for our defense, Lord, and help us, Lord, to not render evil for evil, nor railing for railing, nor accusation for accusation, Lord. But let us bless and curse not, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Thank you, Brother David, for praying for us. Yeah, you know, Brother Walter, he's kind of quiet. And Brother Kevin, he's kind of quiet. Too quiet. They should all at some time say, hallelujah, amen! But nevertheless, you know, they had a chance to speak yesterday, and they spoke confidently. And Walter said, this is nothing personal. I love to hear that, because it's not. It's not personal. When it's personal, it's not right. So don't take things personally. All right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And surely God, who knows what all God is doing with this? We just don't know. There's some things he might allow us to see, or some things that we might say, this could happen, but only God knows at this time all the things that he's doing.
Amen.
Huh? But he is doing right, and it's a great work. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So all hearts and minds clear?
Oh, yes.
I remember when Pastor got through preaching this morning, he said, anybody got anything to say? Evidently, Brother Stair was not there. I think he was gone on one of his meetings or something. Yeah, and old Timothy, he holding up the fort. Doing a good job. And at the end of his message, he said, anybody got anything to say? Anybody got anything to say? Lord bless you. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.